Irish language. Do you, as a party, support a standalone Irish language act?
No, we don't. We don't see a point for a standalone Irish language act. And indeed, bearing in mind we have got, and let me get this right, the Flags, Identity, Culture and Traditions Commission that was set up by Martin McGuinness, still sitting, and they're looking at all these issues. Why don't we wait until they say what they say?
Well, if there was a deal to get the executive back up and running that had to have an Irish Language Act, would you then oppose that deal?
We do not support an Irish Language Act. Why do we need an Irish Language Act?
So if it was getting the executive over the line, if it was something that they said, look, we have to have this, would you oppose that because of it?
Why do we need to have an Irish Language Act? The Irish... Finny, hold on a sec.
No, but it's a yes or no answer, Stephen.
No, it's not a yes or no answer.
Once again, can't give me an answer.
Finny.
Put yourself, say that this is a...
Sorry, excuse me.
It's hypothetical. Let's say this is a deal breaker and this is what's on the table.
Let's put it this way. The Irish Language Act is being proposed by Sinn Féin, which includes a commissioner who has the rights of a judge and a form of cultural police who will be going around dealing with people who are not...
And that's not just talk about Sinn Féin, the SDLP and Alliance. Just to keep things accurate, they are also in favour as well.
No, there's more to this, Finny.
Yes, keep going.
The other issue was the fact that 10% of all employees in public bodies would have to be fluent Irish language speakers. That means 10% of everybody would be employed in the BBC, 10% in the PSNI, 10% out in the civil service.
You said a moment ago, why do we need an Irish Language Act? So to an extent, because there isn't one there, there's not one that's been that you can vote on at the moment, so you're almost against it even in theory.
No, but this is what Sinn Féin have been proposing. This is what Sinn Féin have saying, this is what we want to see in the Irish Language Act. We cannot support that. Why would we support that?
So the UUP says no to an Irish Language Act as proposed by Sinn Féin.
But the only Irish Language Act that's being proposed by Sinn Féin is this version of it. We cannot, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would support a commissioner.
But you're saying no to any Irish Language Act, Steve.
We're not saying no. We support the Irish language. We support all languages.
So you would support an Irish Language Act?
We don't need an Irish Language Act.
So you don't need one.
Act.
So one minute you say, well, what's in it? What Sinn Féin have put in it? We don't like that. It's not necessary. And then you say, in the same breath, we don't need one.
Why don't we have a Languages Act? Why don't we have a combined
okay, let's
act
simplify
with the Irish
question.
Language
Do
Act?
You,
and also, no, hold on.
No, are you against an Irish Language Act in any form?
Why don't we have a Languages Act? Why don't we have an Irish Language and Ulster Scots Act? Which is about recognising these cultures and mutual recognition. Would that be acceptable?
Are you against an Irish Language Act in any form?
Finny, I've just explained to you.
I just want a yes or no answer, please.
You have not been listening to me. I have said if we have a Languages Act that supports that supports Ulster Scots and the Irish language and doesn't have a commissioner with judge levels of scrutiny... And also does not have the ability to go around and demand 10% of the population be fluent speakers in one particular way in public bodies. Let's see it.
Crystal clear.